case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, man.
I need to know what happened because I think I instigated this, Riggs.
Allie.
Gibbons was telling us the story about his neighbors and I got pissed.
Uh-huh. Please tell us how that story started.
So Gibbons tells me they just moved to their apartment, him and his mother. His mom lives with him now. Mm-hmm. On the east side, they've got this great apartment and they have one set of neighbors in their old building, which is these college kids above them, which great. We're cool. We're down for it. We don't want uptight people up there. We want kids.
Totally.
So we're living our best life. So Gibbons says to me, Allie, somebody stole our shovel. And I said, what do you mean somebody stole your shovel? And he goes, well, the kids upstairs, they always leave the front door open. So the shovel just kind of sits there. I go, oh, and 900 drunk people walk by on the east side. And of course, somebody takes the shovel, if not one of their friends.
And they have parties quite often.
Yeah. So I said to Gibbons, did you say anything to them? And he's like, well, I just asked him if they knew where it went. And they said no. And I go, that's all you said? You didn't stand up for yourself and go, I live here too, and I paid for that shovel, and your friend stole it? Or it got stolen because you left the door open?
Yeah.
And I said, Gibbons, you need to stand up for yourself. Like, not just question in passing. You seen that shovel? No.
Because your house, Gibbons, on the east side, it's a duplex. So that door that's on the door that's on street level that they're leaving open when you walk in is open to a basement where there's like laundry, there's clothes, there's your belongings.
Now,
you can walk upstairs into both of your houses. It's completely just open right there.
So I said that, and then I didn't know Gibbons was going to go confront them, but now I'm like dying to hear the story.
Yeah. What triggered me was when Allie mentioned, dude, your belongings that are in the basement, that is literally everything you guys own. And I, in the moment.
Hold on. It never occurred to you that somebody could just walk in and take all your stuff.
In the moment, honestly, had never even crossed my mind at all. Until you brought it up.
And piles of stuff.
Yes.
We
loaded it in from a truck. All three of us.
If somebody steals that after I moved all that stuff.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
It's five boxes or totes high and probably 10 rows deep. It's an entire basement full of stuff.
So
right?
What happened? So that triggered you to get pissed. So that did trigger you a little. Okay, good. So you get mad.
So
good.
Wednesday, I was having a little bit of an off day. I was just kind of on edge and I saw my neighbor and I went, hey, neighbor. Have you seen the shovel yet? I mean, it's been a couple days. There's a bunch of ice out here, a bunch of snow. I'd like to be able to shovel. Have you seen the shovel? And she goes, no. And I went, well, you guys had a party the other night. Did any of your friends happen to see the shovel go? And she goes, no. And I went, well, can you do me a favor and not leave the door open so that we don't have any of these issues? And she went, okay, but like, what's the big deal? Like, we know who's coming when we're having parties. And you guys said we can have parties. So what's the big deal?
Ugh.
I open up because the way...
Get off my lawn, kid.
There's a front door entrance, and then there's like a little doorway into our giant basement with all of our belongings.
Yeah.
I point to the belongings, and I go, you see those belongings, like those pile of stuff here? That's me and my mom's entire life belongings. And she goes, those are a bunch of boxes. Nobody would take boxes. And I went, excuse me.
So she's not getting it. Now I'm getting more pissed. I'm glad you brought it up.
I go,
good.
Excuse me, how old are you? And she goes, 19. And I do some quick math. Me and my mother combined are 90. I went, listen, me and my mom are 90 combined years old. That is 90 years worth of life possessions, family heirlooms, all kinds of stuff. I can't have that stuff being taken. I just need you to be a little bit responsible and keep the door closed. Uh-huh. And she goes, I'll try. And I went, no.
No, bitch.
There is no try.
Mad. It's 6:30 on Friday. I'm getting pissed.
Listen, Yoda, there's no try.
No, I'm glad you went up to her. What a dummy.
I'm like, listen, if you want to have parties, have parties. Cool.
But you want to party till 5 a.m. above us? Have a damn party. But.
I got chills.
But,
I went,
oh, now I'm preaching like this is my problem.
You keep that monkey flipping and I start. You keep the monkey flipping door shut. Uh-huh. Your friends want to knock. You let your friends in because that's all my stuff. That's all my mom's stuff. Why don't you have a little friggin' respect?
Yes.
And I walk away, right?
And she clearly is some entitled child who has never had her stuff stolen because she hasn't paid for anything yet.
I don't know.
Like, we're older, so we've paid for things, so we are more protective.
Well, it's that. Remember when you were 19 or 20, you didn't care about your possessions.
No, because you didn't pay for anything.
Exactly. Everything you had was handed down. It wasn't yours. You didn't work for any of it. You didn't pay for it. And, so whatever. Who cares?
And you don't care about the family photo albums or the family heirlooms or all this. So guess what?
To me, it's like you could have had one t-shirt in that basement, and that chick should be making sure that everyone coming in and out of your apartment building is shutting the front door so you're stuffed. It could be one
your
thing.
Your landlord should be pissed too as the owner of that dwelling. There's things in the basement that people could steal. Mm-hmm. Someone could do damage to the structure.
Riggs, think about this. Someone could walk in, assault them, hurt female living up there.
Any number of things.
Any guy could walk in and do anything because that dummy left the door open.
Now, I think my freak out might have worked a little bit because this morning when I went to leave, there was a brand new shovel there. I kid you not, that is that was that was bigger than the one we had before.
No way.
So now maybe I had to, because no offense, kids these days, you gotta kind of sometimes yell at them and be like,
"See, get off my lawn." Oh my God. Yes. Look at you, Gibbons. We'll slow clap that, Gibbons.
Second, when I yell at Gibbons, I feel bad for one split second, just so we're clear.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, no, he needs to stand up for himself and tell this neighbor to shut the damn door because so his stuff doesn't get stolen. So I am proud of you for doing that, because look at what happened. You got your shovel back. You wouldn't have gotten a shovel back.
No. And now you have security for your basement. Your whole house is secure now. Look at you.
Slow clap
look
at for you. Gibbons.
There it was awesome.
There you go.
Now get off my lawn. Son of a...
You punks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.